Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 168 of the World of Goldcraft. Well, I skipped an episode last week because I had a cold, but I'm back now, and we are well into 9.2. Now, of course, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we're going to talk about goldmaking, or I'm going to talk about goldmaking, and I'm going to talk about 9.2 specifically, what's been going on, what I've seen, some prediction potentially, what I'm looking for in the future. Now, of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup, which includes, well, full settings for all of the new crafters marks and the new legendaries. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. So, let's get into the meat of things. We're about 8-9 days into 9.2. And at this point, I'm assuming most of the people who were trying hard or trying at all to get honored will be honored with the Enlightened. I'm honored on three of my crafters. On the fourth one, I slacked quite a bit. I missed out on some stuff day one, some dailies, and then I haven't been focusing that much because he's on a Sylvanas where I don't have that much gold. So I already have one crafter that can craft 262 gear, and I can spend all my gold on that guy, just keeping, not even keeping everything he can craft in stock, so getting the other guy to honor just isn't a huge priority. On Draenor, I honored today, and I've started crafting, and I was doing that on stream just before recording this, actually, and we've seen some pretty nice sales. So let's talk about what I've done personally so far. Obviously, I've done the rep grind on all of my crafters. I'm done with the rep grind now, so now I just have to grind through the next chapter when that comes out next week to get the rank 7 legendaries. I've also done some pretty substantial investments in materials in general. On Draenor, I'm now up to a total investment of about 15 million gold for 9.2. This includes both the new materials and the old ones. I bought 900 Progenitor Essentia at an average price of 8,000 gold, which is already looking like a fantastic idea since the price is now up to 17,000. So that was a genius idea. Now that's the main thing I've done on Draenor. Also, I've gotten started with sales. I have all of the high level 262 pieces. On Draenor, I ended up crafting up to 3 of each for the 262 pieces. And so far, from just reposting everything and then not paying attention and coming back an hour later, doing one cancel scan of everything and reposting, I've generated more than 700,000 gold in sales. The profit margins are already significantly down. Most of my sales are in the 25,000 to 30,000 gold range, which is still bringing some 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 gold profit per item. So I'm happy. And some pieces are still selling for a high price. Like I was the only one with a specific stat combination on a tailoring chest that suddenly sold for 100,000 gold. So you can still make some big bucks, but mostly you're going to be making smaller bucks, but at a faster pace. Sadly, there isn't that many things to do right now as far as profitable things. The main thing people can do is to cancel scan the new item level 262 gear from the crafter's marks of the first one. So a lot of people are doing that. The market is incredibly competitive. And since it was pretty easy to get the recipe, there's just a ton of people with it and the price is crashing down relatively quickly. Around the reset, they were selling for 100,000 gold. They're now mostly in the 25,000 to 30,000 gold range. It's where I see most of my sales on Draenor and Sylvanas, which is a little bit lower population. I've been seeing slightly higher prices, more in the 30,000 to 35,000 gold range, but it does vary a lot. So that's pretty nice. Now we'll see what happens in the future. It depends a little bit on the Essentia prices. And we'll be talking about that next, because that's been a wild ride, the Progenitor Essentia. As I said at the beginning, I personally bought 900 on Draenor over the first couple of days, and I should have bought more, because the price has already doubled relative to my average purchase price. So I should have followed my initial analysis. And the reason I didn't was because I was a little put off about how low the initial price was. And that made me think, is supply actually going to be very high? Are these actually going to be at a much lower level than I thought? Because my idea was that these would be worth between 20 and 40,000 gold, based both on what I assumed people would be willing to pay for the 262 gear and for the legendaries. And it seems I was roughly right. They're about 17,000 now on my realm, so I should have bought more. I should have followed my initial investment thesis, which was pretty sound, it turns out. So this is an interesting lesson in the practicality of investing. You need to keep your head cool and not get caught up when the price changes or something doesn't look exactly like it turned out. Now, obviously, people started stocking up. They're like, okay, this is cheap, but there's not that many Progenitor Essentia available. I'm going to start buying, so I'm sure I have a good stockpile for legendaries. And then the price just went up and up and up. Mostly in steps, pretty interesting. Like the price was flat and then up a step, flat up and up a step. Probably because people were just buying out in chunks. Like I was buying large chunks when I was buying them. So it's going to be interesting. Progenitor Essentia can't really be target farmed, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens over this week. I just expect Progenitor Essentia to either stay roughly flat at the current level, or even go down in price a little bit. As the crafter's mark demand is now fully operational, but the prices on the finished items are going down, so people might not be willing to pay as much for the Progenitor Essentia. So we might see the Essentia prices going down a little bit throughout this week. We might also see them stay the same. We could also see them increasing, particularly as we get closer to the end of the week, with the rank 7 vestiges looming in the distance. And that's going to bring in some heavy, heavy demand, because getting Cosmic Flux is easy. Everyone who wants to have a rank 7 legendary on the reset next week, they will have it. Personally, I'll probably want to have like 3 or 4, because I want to have all my off specs ready and stuff like that, my M+, everything ready to rumble. So that's going to be pretty heavy demand. I expect we'll see the price of Progenitor Essentia spike up. I don't know how much, but like I wouldn't be surprised to see it go 2 to 3 times the current price. I don't think it'll stay at that level for particularly long. We're talking like a week or two at max. And then it's going to go downwards again. But definitely I'm expecting it to go up. How much? Very hard to say. Either way, like if you're planning to craft legendaries, you probably want to start buying up Essentia if you haven't already. There's a lot of reasons to buy multiple rank 7 legendaries. Like the first couple of bosses in the raid do favor slightly different damage profiles, so a lot of min-maxers will definitely be getting a couple of different legendaries to make sure that they're always doing the optimal they can. Even at minimum, they might get their raiding legendary and their mythic plus legendary to be ready. So it's going to be exciting. I'm expecting that it'll be able to support prices in the 150k range for a while on legendaries. Of course, at the absolute beginning, we might see prices on an even higher level, like a couple of hundred thousand, but I don't think that's going to last particularly long. And if you wanted to try to take advantage of those really, really high prices, if they even will exist, then you probably have to get online and grind the last chapter to get the recipe, which is coming out on the reset next week. Probably have to be online when the servers go up and pretty much just go grind that and run and craft and try to be the first one to get them onto the auction house. Yeah, rank 7s are coming, and that should shake up the gold-making landscape a bit as well. As I said, right now, there's literally nothing else to do but cancel scan high-level 262 gear. You can also cancel scan rank 6 legendaries. They do sell. But with rank 7 legendaries coming in, then rank 7 legendaries will be the absolute best item in the game to cancel scan, which means that there's not much incentive to cancel scan the item-level 262 gear. And it should be a lot easier to get sales there. But, of course, demand isn't going to be as high. Item level 262 gear is getting worse and worse relative to what players are wearing. And there's also the risk that the Progenitor Essentia price is determined completely by the usage in legendaries, and that they just become too expensive. And people just aren't willing to buy item level 262 gear at that price, and you won't get sales that are profitable. But eventually, down the line, you should be able to, you should be able to get sales with a lot less cancel scanning. The rank 7 legendaries I'm expecting to be extremely profitable, as they have been the entire expansion. If you're planning to go in, buy Ascension now. You could wait a couple of days and hope that supply increases, but I wouldn't bank on it. If I'm buying, I have bought Essentia, I'm buying right now on some of my realms to craft with right now, making sure that I'm selling stuff for a profit based on the current price of Essentia, even though I know that I bought my Essentia for a lot lower than 17,000. That's what I'm using to make sure that I'm still making a profit. It'll be interesting to see how the price changes over the week, and we'll see at the end. Now, for some lessons from the item level 262 gear. The big one, you absolutely want to have a protogenic optional reagent in addition to the crafter's mark. I've been using the Aeliac Harmonizing Stone from Jewel Crafting. It drops from Tethos, one of the rares in Cerith Mortis. So you need to get that on a jewel crafter. The nice thing about that recipe is that the protogenic optional reagents are tradable. So you can just craft those in your jewel crafter and send them around and add that reagent to all of your crafts. That one gives a main stat proc. And it costs about 1,000 gold on my realms. And my logic is that if you can get an item, or you can get an item with a main stat proc in the exact same stats, then that's going to look like a much, much better deal. It's going to look like a much better item. Even though that main stat proc is actually a little bit annoying because you have to go collect an orb. It's still going to look really good. And I'm thinking that most people will prefer to buy with some sort of proc or extra effect. Just because it's a free extra effect from their side, from their point of view. So I think that if you want to craft 262 gear, you want to add a protogenic optional reagent. I've been using the Aeliac Harmonizing Stone, and when I started doing that, my sales were a lot higher because I crafted my first couple of pieces without that, and it was very hard to get the sales. That's absolutely what I would be doing. That's pretty much it. That's what I've been up to, what I've seen so far in 9.2. It's been interesting. It's been very nice to see my sales like absolutely start taking off when I crafted up a bunch of Crafter's Mark gear on Draenor. It's been very nice. It was one of my favorite markets at the beginning of 9.1 patch. I made a couple of million gold over the first couple of weeks, even though I wasn't even playing that much because I was away for most of the beginning of the patch. And it looks like we're repeating, and it's going to be a market where you can get a lot of sales and just bring in a lot of money. And then we have the legendaries just looming on the horizon with a promise to make some absolutely ludicrous amounts of gold that we're all looking forward to. So far 9.2 is looking pretty good from a gold making perspective. Now we're going to take some questions. I got one from Metcat. What's your legendary craft choice? Did you make the list or are you going to try to do every piece? I'll probably do most pieces, but I've made a post and a video about that specific question. There isn't really a short answer. There is a short answer. In general, like in theory, in a vacuum, the best slots are helmets and belts. Are the best slots in a vacuum. Due to the fact that there's not a high item level helmet tier piece, and helmets come with a socket. The same for the belt, it comes with a socket. And it's the best choice for that stat budget. But then, depending on what you can craft, you'll add whatever where your legendaries are. You can't decide exactly where they can be crafted. But the unity power, most people will prefer to put that on the belt or on a helmet, depending on where their other legendary is. So those are the two best in general. And then there's a list on the subreddit which includes all of the best legendaries and where they're suggested to be crafted, so you can check that out. But it's outside the scope of a podcast to talk through every one of them. But in general, I'll probably keep all of them on the auction house. Because we might even see people run a rank 7 cape until they get their full tier bonus. For instance, there's a lot of scenarios where legendary choices is a little bit more fluid in 9.2 due to tier sets and making sure you always have the 4-set bonus, which does give you some leeway to swap pieces around and stuff. So I don't think that any slot is going to be completely dead this tier. I think all of them are going to be potentially useful. So that's going to be it for me this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure you leave a like or a comment or even subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on any future episode. Wish you all a profitable week, and we'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye, guys.